was a fictitious story. That's not the case. Someone does.
At beginning, felt tormented. His life was ruined. Nobody in it. Contemplating. Won't know how to end it. The day his plans were finally finished. He had met a
hater, no mind.
Acquaintances.
The aura shine.
Interested.
Never met his kind.
Started speaking couple lines like, how you doing?
How you new in time?
Not trying to probe.
What's up with the fines?
Anything
to turn around.
Matter of fact, not busy.
What's going down?
But once in a while, he finally smiled.
Said,
my work just piled. Had no free time in a while.
It's whatever, I'm kinda wild.
She smiled back. With a cute laugh and replied, I can handle that.
So why don't we just sit back, spark chit chat,
know each other facts.
He was like, yo, I dig that.
Do you mind if I hit the black? She pulled the sack, said twist that.
From that point on, fell in love, didn't look back.
Matter of fact, that's when the original plan went out of whack and mazed him.
Besides the point they blazing,
she didn't know his name
when they first started talking, but she found him so amazing.
Love at first sight, was they really there? That old statement.
So comfortable, now I gotta let you go. Cause you was comfortable, so comfortable, too comfortable. Now I gotta let you go, cause you were comfortable.
Some time had passed,
suicidal thoughts had passed.
She found the love she lacked.
They were so content that
no other aspects of life seemed important.
He had lost money behind her, being the biggest endorsement.
Just keep up with the happiness. He had lost his apartment in the process of this nonsense. Both their parents had tried to split them before marriage arrangements were even established. But since they grew up not having shit, they weren't gonna easily give up what they fell in love with, which was each other. You weren't part of this equation, you was other side that got disregarded. Regardless, son, mother, or brother, a love that smothered each other. Didn't believe in rubbers, just went hard on pain every night like they played in the rucker.
It was bound to happen, both of them suffered. Place blame on one another, allegations at each turn.
He accepted her, didn't even learn
the past relationship, the ex cheated on and got her burned.
And since no lessons learned, it was his turn.
Too comfortable. So comfortable, now I gotta let you go. Cause you was comfortable, so comfortable, too comfortable. Now I gotta let you go, cause you were comfortable.
Who's cheating with? Don't need no, get his wig split. This woman is birthing my kin. Who the fuck is she letting in our crib? Was his argument? Tears are spilled, hell of a eyelid. She never seen a flip like this. Too much aggressiveness when she tried to explain it. Then she got on the same tip, hit me with a famous line like your daddy ain't mount to shit. You living off my profits, hit him in the stomach like a virus, which escalated harshness to new devils. Screams hurt on many levels. Sound like God boxing with the devil. If you undertaker, gon' bring shovel. Cause somebody getting body. Police round the place like paparazzi, ready to take his shots. They didn't keep they cool like Fonzie. Beside of a shotgun, didn't stop them. Peeled they cap back to oblivion. Look that key was reaching for some concealer in the room. Is now full with the screaming. Cause she seen a love temple leaking. Blood started seeping. Tacked the rest in officer. Now she got problems breathing for the same reason. Her tragic love story ended for ignorant reasons.
So comfortable, now I gotta let you go. Cause you was comfortable, so comfortable, too comfortable. Now I gotta let you go, cause you were comfortable. I gotta let you go, cause you was comfortable, so comfortable, too comfortable. Now I gotta let you go, cause you were comfortable.